Hi, we are Julie and the Podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Lila. And today is not only our first episode in 2022, but also the first episode since the cancellation was announced. We'll be talking about that and the things the Phantoms are trying to do to save the show. I'm Inga.
I'm Lila.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt so foreign. It's been that long. It felt foreign. I was like, oh darn, it's my turn now.
And I mean, it's already almost been a month since they announced the cancellation, and we haven't podcasted since then. It's weird.
Yeah, that it really came at a weird time during the holidays. That's when the end of the semester is for a lot of people. And I was like, oh wow. So the end of the year where everybody is so hopeful, yeah, new year, and get the saddest news that you possibly get as a Julie and the Phantoms fan. It was tragic.
But I mean, suddenly Julie and the Phantoms was trending everywhere again. It basically reawakened the fandom, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, in the weirdest way. I noticed it was trending. Like a few minutes before you messaged everybody and you told us that it was, I'll talk to Inga, telling us that it was canceled. I was like, wow, it's trending. What happened? And then, like literally seconds later, I get the Discord message saying that it was canceled. And I was like, wow, that brief of hope really shut down really fast. And I was like, dang it. I was in denial. I was in denial for the longest time.
I think I was actually checking the podcast Instagram, which I don't do that much anymore, and saw the first post on the timeline was the one from Kenny, and I looked at it and I was like, okay, nope, that's not what I wanted to read. Definitely not. And then I had to share my misery.
Yes, you really did. You shared that misery. Oh, it was December 9th. It has been a month because today's January.
I thought it was like the 18th or something.
I thought it was the 9th, or am I making something up?
I thought it was closer to Christmas. Yeah.
Never mind. I was thinking about something else that happened December 9th. Forget that. The 9th. Check. A lot of things happened in December. I get mixed up. It was the 18th. Yeah,
I was right.
I mixed it up with a different day. That's why. But that made you, because they kind of underestimated the fandoms. Because when I said, when they set up an arm, I was like, they are not giving up making this show trend on every single platform that there was. I even saw it on Twitter, which is the weirdest place to see Julie and the Phantoms trend, because it's not that often in my experience to see it trending on Twitter. But it was there for I don't know, a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty exciting to see.
I have been looking at a lot of stuff, but are people saying that there's a chance that another network will pick it up? Or
yeah, there are lots of rumors. I'm in this Discord server called No Unfinished Business that's basically trying to organize the efforts to get the show renewed or moved to different servers or something. And there's rumors because there's this Hulu requesting thing where you somebody made a post and then people have to like the post that they want Julie and the Phantoms there. And I think that has over 1,000, maybe 1,500 or something votes now. And that seems to be, that seems to be something. It's the second most voted post on there right now. So that's a good sign. And people have been requesting it on Disney Plus, and other people, people have apparently been chatting with their customer support. And there are lots and lots of screenshots floating around from chats with representatives of Disney, or the people you get when you're in this customer support chat. And some of them are very, very positive, so positive that I'm pretty sure they're fake, but there are also some that are a bit more realistic sounding that are also sounding positive. So I'm pretty sure that most of these are fake, because it's not that hard to fake a chat picture like that, but maybe some are there. And it's definitely, I'm pretty sure that all these streaming services can't miss that so many people are requesting it, because people are tagging them on Twitter and Instagram whenever they make any JTP related post, and they just started to request it from some other streaming service that I've never heard about that's called Roku. And of course, you can also request things on Netflix, so people are also requesting Julie and the Phantoms season 2 on Netflix, and just lots of requesting going on everywhere.
But I just want to understand the marketing or the business point of view of canceling a TV show that's very popular, because I don't understand it. I've been thinking about it very hard. A show that got them a lot of revenue. It's very marketable. You can sell a lot of merch for a show like that. You can sell music for a show like that. So why did they drop the ball? Why did they just abandon it like that? It makes no sense, no matter what angle you think of it from. You can't say the ratings are bad because they weren't. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Netflix isn't as smart as it seems, I think. is what's happening, because I think it's like people think that one thing is going to be like, oh, more popular, whatever. And then that's why a lot of like very dumb stuff, I feel like, gets renewed and made, versus like, I don't know, you're right. Like, I don't know what explanation there could be for a show that was actually like trending and stuff, other than they obviously like didn't think for some reason that people would want a second season. I don't know. But.
Or is it the lack of funding? Because I could think that a lot of shows that got renewed immediately require a lot of money. Like, we could say something that, like, Shadow and Bone Season 2 got renewed immediately. And yeah, they need money because of CGI effects, that's costly. Or Bridgerton costumes is costly. Or something else that costs a lot of money. But I'm saying Netflix is worth a lot of money. They could make money. Or maybe they just felt like we should just put our money into something else. Because I don't know. Because Julian Phantom, what do you mean, that little ghosty effect? Yeah, you could do that. Editing. People on TikTok do it, no problem. Like, I don't get the issue.
The theory I've seen most often is that Netflix just didn't know how to market the show. That, like, I've seen rumors that Kenny originally intended to have the show for a slightly older audience, more like teens and not preteens or kids, and Netflix didn't want that. And now but now after it came out, it just, the demographic that actually watches was teens and young adults and adults, and they just, it's not what they expected, and they just don't know what to do with it now, because the expectations are different now, and they're just like, it didn't work like we wanted to, it's too complicated, we're just gonna not do it. But I don't know, that's just something I read.
I mean, that makes sense, because also, I mean, we've said it before, but it just, Julian Phantoms has more of like a Disney Plus vibe in general, so it does make sense that Netflix would, it isn't really the kind of show I feel like that Netflix would know how to market, because like everything else that they like post about is like much older, you know, the audience, like you're right, the audience for Julian Phantoms is like adults and like teenagers and kids too, it's like everybody. But I feel like Netflix, that could be a good reason for why, because Netflix probably didn't expect it. The other shows that it like promotes, I think, are more like obviously marketed toward an older audience. So
it's definitely strange, and I wish they would explain something about it, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to. So
yeah, I can't find an explanation. I couldn't find one yesterday, I can't find one right now. The saying just from the producers and executive producers, yeah, they're not picking us up, they're just not saying why, which I have a feeling they probably don't even know why either, because it doesn't make much sense. And I agree, it does feel like Disney, it gives that Disney vibe. And Kenny Ortega made money, because this is what companies care about, money. He made so much money for them. What was it, Descendants? He did High School Musical. He did a lot of stuff. And I think he also did Cheetah Girls, at least had a hand in Cheetah Girls. Why can't they trust him onto Disney Plus? Why not?
That is something that might be a big problem, because Kenny apparently has a contract with Netflix. So even if Julian the Phantoms moved to a different streaming service, Kenny might not be allowed to move with them, which would really, really, really suck.
What Kenny needs to do is just make Julian the Phantom Season 2, but just name it something else. And he'll just continue it that way. It won't be Julian the Phantoms. It would be literally the same characters, the same story, the same everything. Just name it something else. And just pick up from Season 2. None the wiser. Because that's not fair. A binding contract.
I'm sure Netflix would not notice. Not at all.
I don't think they care.
Those slime videos for like musical like performances on YouTube that are like named something very obviously not that, but somehow escape YouTube. Like, that's what would happen. But I would love
the girl. They'd be like, just like the ones for Waitress. Girl making pie. I would just do girl singing in garage.
I think something that might be a possibility on Netflix would be that we might at least like get a basically a wrap-up episode or a wrap-up mini movie or something. That's something Netflix has done before, and that wouldn't be what we want, but it would be better than nothing, because there's still a lot of questions open.
I would accept that. I'd accept like a mini series or like a two-parter of a movie, just to like finish up the storyline with Caleb and just see these characters off or something. I don't know, just leaving it like that. See, if they just ended it with the hug and dropped the Nick and Caleb thing, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's complete, they're besties. But no, they had to do that cliffhanger that left everybody wondering what's gonna happen next, and now everybody just, it just feels so sad, like, oh my god, we were looking forward to this.
I think that the cast should just record their own version of like can you should just record the whole thing with the cast, put it on YouTube or something. You could probably still make money because like ads and stuff, and like you said, you don't have to call Julian the Phantoms, just call it like, I don't know, the ghost show or something, or like give it a different name and then like just tell the story, or at least like want some kind of like video from Kenny answering questions maybe that like we would have if the show is definitely not getting renewed, then like some kind of Q&A so that we actually find out what should have happened next.
That would be very interesting, definitely. But so far, I'm kind of glad that that didn't happen yet, because that might be a sign that Kenny and the others haven't completely given up hope yet. And I mean, at least Maddie and I think Sasha are often like sharing links to like the petitions on change.org that are going around about Netflix. And I think the requesting links on Hulu and Disney Plus have been shared by them, so they seem to also be fighting.
Yeah, I'm not saying much because literally I really don't have hope, so I feel like I shouldn't bring everyone down, but that's just how I feel, just because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's not enough buzz around it to make that happen. Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine came back because literally it was trending, everyone was talking about it, celebrities were behind it, you know, it has to be like a really big thing all over social media for like longer period of time for things like this to happen, and I just don't see that from Julianne Fenton. I think that was the thing, I guess, that eventually like made Netflix think to cancel it as well, because like it was trending but it wasn't like Shadow and Bone level trending, Bridgerton level trending, Outer Banks level trending. And so when you like, when Netflix is all these other shows trending in the way they are, and Julianne DeFantis does not meet those expectations, it was always an uphill battle. I thought Kenny, like just the fact that Kenny was behind it, was gonna do it, like, you know, it was gonna at least give like another chance, and like season two more fans were gonna come in and make it even a, like a bigger thing, but I mean they're not even giving us that chance, so yeah.
But I'm not upset about they marketed it as a kids show, like they couldn't have expected Bridgerton or Shadow and Bones level fans, like that was would have never happened the way they promoted it, the way it's like it's basically a kids show, it's not something most adults are even gonna, if they see it on Netflix they're not even gonna click on it because they just assume it's for little kids, so they couldn't have expected such levels, so I'm not quite sure if that really is a good reason why they cancelled it, if it just because it didn't reach Bridgerton levels. I feel like it reached much higher levels than most other kids content they created.
Yes, but it did not reach it with like kids, so it's a different thing. The fact that they didn't know how to market it like got into that, because yeah, they market it as a kids show, but it's not like mainly watched by kids, and that's why like all the kids shows like kept getting renewed, because like, oh well, kids are there, we can sell toys, we can sell all these things from it. But Julianne Fenton is harder, and like most of the people who watched it are like an older audience, I guess. So I just feel like, yeah, that's definitely kind of where the problem lied, because they were like, well, all right, like we get an audience, but it's not the audience we were expecting. So yeah, they just didn't really figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I understand what you're coming from, because they see average age, what is it, 14 to like 20, early 20s. How can they sell action figures to those people? They can't, because a lot of people are not going to buy them. And older audiences, they want merch that they seem valuable, like clothes or something like that. But children's shows, toys, they immediately go to toys. Who's going to buy them if the younger kids aren't watching the show? And I feel like comparing it to like Shadow and Bone is kind of difficult, because Shadow and Bone comes from a very popular book series, and Julianne Fenton comes from the Brazilian version that not a lot of people knew about beforehand, and the foundation of it wasn't as strong, and it's kind of difficult to sell. And same thing with Bridgerton, it comes from a series of books that came with an audience already, and it's kind of difficult to compare the two, but at the same time, same platform, it's just difficult, because you just see them at the surface level, oh, they're both very successful, then why does one get picked up and one doesn't? I just wish we had somebody from Netflix to actually explain to us why. Just give us the explanation onto why, because right now it's just a big question mark.
I mean, Netflix didn't even tell the fans about the cancellation. They never made any posts about it. They just told Kenny and left it to him to tell everybody else. So I doubt they're going to say anything.
Yeah, I hate the fact that they didn't. I feel like they need to say why, at least, because I also feel really bad for Kenny, and like the fact that, because if they didn't even, they probably didn't even tell him either, like, or they were just like, oh, we're canceling it because we can't do it anymore. I mean, we don't know for sure, but I'm guessing, I'm not like, it just sucks for all of them. Plus, like what you were saying about the like the Bridgerton and Shadow and Bone thing, that could be a huge part of it too, because yeah, with those shows, because they're book adaptations, it's like the audiences were already pretty huge, and then like they're reaching, like, people who had read the books were reaching out to other people. It's like, yeah, when the shows came out, a bunch of people already knew what it was going to be about. I feel like, then, but then, like, shows like Outer Banks, I feel like that's an example where it blew up and nobody really knew about it beforehand because it wasn't based on anything. I feel like that's a bit more similar. Like, Julian the Phantoms, I guess I felt like Julian the Phantoms did blow up. I know it didn't blow up as much, but, like, when it first came out, I feel like it was trending everywhere. A lot of people were talking about it. So I was, like, genuinely very surprised when it didn't get renewed at first.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you just wasn't trending long enough, you know? Like, one weekend, the weekend it premieres, like, yes, that's fine. But, like, I feel like it needs, it's like movie theaters, right? In the box office, it needs to survive beyond that first one. And if it doesn't, like, it just gets, like, it just gets harder, right? Like, just chances just gets, like, it, yeah, it just, I feel like that obviously didn't help. That's all I'm saying.
I want to go back to what Angie was saying earlier about other shows, because other shows, they have connections. Like, talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Andy Samberg was on SNL for the longest time on NBC. So, of course, they would pick up his show for the last two seasons. And he had celebrity friends that could reach and make people demand another season. He had that connection. He has that network of famous people and writers to help him produce it. Even Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, really preached the show, and they brought him as a guest on the upcoming when the season came back. So, like, they have that connection, and I feel like Kenny Ortega was just one man standing by himself against Netflix as a whole. It just made it really difficult for him, for not having somebody else, like, vouch for him. Like, everybody knows Andy Samberg. He literally, everybody knew him from SNL. That's why they watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So, Andy, I mean, Kenny Ortega was really popular in the early 2000s, but was that enough to carry him through this day and age? And apparently it wasn't, even though his work is really successful. I just guess one man wasn't enough against Netflix.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I were Kenny, I'd be like texting all my friends and be like, hey, help me out with this. Because he has friends. He's been in the industry for so long. You can't tell me he doesn't have connections and people who can help him out and have, like, maybe the social media following. He probably does know those people. So, like, I think if I were him, I would just be like, hey, help me out with this. Tweet about this. And, like, I don't know, so.
And I mean, Cheyenne Jackson probably also has quite a few contacts. And, like, he might not be like the most famous actor, but he's been doing stuff also for quite a while, and just, I think, a bit of music industry connections. And even Bubu Stewart, I mean, he has been doing acting and being in the spotlight since he was a, like, really a kid, and even he should, like, have, probably still has contacts to people who could help.
Bubu, contact your Twilight friends. That's how we're gonna get this.
Or the Marvel fans. I don't know, the Fox, I guess.
But, homie, like, hates X-Men. Twilight. He is not gonna. Oh, he was. The fact that I keep forgetting that he was an X-Men. They should bring him back. Okay, like, we'll talk about this another time. But I feel like Cheyenne Jackson already has another job, so he's not really missing out on much. I like the other cast members, like the kids, like, some half of them, it's their first job, like Maddie. But Cheyenne Jackson was working on a show, like, during We Were Fighting for Julian the Phantom season 2. It was airing on TV. So I feel like a lot of, maybe half of the older cast just doesn't care as much as the younger cast does. Or they've been through a cancellation before and they're like, we're not going to fight it because we've been through this before. And they're like, another opportunity will come around for us or something like that. Because I only saw the teens, the younger kids, actually fighting for the show. I haven't seen an adult, really. I mean, other than Maddie's dad. Nobody.
Yeah, because I know that, like, some of the, yeah, I definitely feel like it's worse for Maddie and stuff, because I know that, like, even, like, I guess the kids, like, some of the ones, like, the ones who are, like, in their 20s and stuff, they already have jobs. Like, I saw, like, they're doing movies of, like, other big celebrities. So, yeah, it's probably easier for them to get jobs. And so I think they still care, but, like, once you have another job, I'm guessing you're probably less worried about the other thing that you had, so.
By the way, I'm glad that there are people fighting for it, and I guess we're just gonna see either it's gonna happen or it's not gonna happen. We can participate in all the things that are happening, but in the end, we are just a bunch of fans. We don't really have power here, and we can just hope.
But one good thing of it getting canceled so soon, people didn't get bored of it when it got canceled, because having a show go away when it's popular is better than milking it dry and you're like, ooh, we're on season 6 and it still didn't die, like Riverdale. Oh my god, it's still going. Make it stop. But it doesn't stop. It does not stop. But just it's bittersweet in the sense that, oh my god, we love it so much, but it's gone, but we're gonna have fond memories because it ended when everybody loved it. So yeah,
it's really kind of this new Firefly.
It is the new Firefly. Gone too soon. But it's still good. You can still watch season one. It's like, yeah, I remember watching it for the first time. Yeah, but yeah, there's fond memories still attached to the show, and you haven't seen any character arcs get corrupted yet. They're all still fresh and good.
I mean, I get what you say about it being bittersweet. Because, yeah, on one hand, the show is very good. And we have that now. And it's kind of untainted by any of, like, yeah, if it had kept going, then Netflix would have Netflixed it somehow. And probably messed up a bunch of stuff. But on the other hand, like, I want another season. So, like, you know, I'm happy that we have, like, the fix, and I'm happy that we have the, you know, fandom and stuff. I'm just worried about the fandom dying out because the show only has one season, because it's very easy for people to just stop doing stuff unless somebody somehow keeps it going. I'm glad that it got canceled finally, as in, like, because it wasn't getting renewed. I'm glad that they actually said it was canceled, because beforehand we were still kind of going to Netflix about it, like, oh, you need, is it gonna be another season? But now people, even if the chances might be low, at least now people can reach out to other stuff, or now people know for sure. Like, original Happy got canceled, but it is nice to be like, okay, we know for sure it got canceled. So we can either, like, try to come to terms with that, or we can try to reach out to other networks. But it's not really that in between periods of time that it was in that was being very annoying.
Yeah, I agree. At least there's something. Like we have a definitive answer, and we can try to change it, or just, you know, at least it's not limbo anymore.
Yeah, that closure is kind of good. But why did they hold on to it for so long? Like, what was the play? What was the tactic for that? You should have told us months ago. Because I felt like they were sitting on the decision for a while before it became public in December. Because they were quiet. They were really quiet. And they're still very quiet, which makes it suspicious. Silence speaks volumes. And sometimes it's saying stuff you don't want to hear. And sometimes you're just waiting for it to say something of value. It's like, now we're just waiting for nothing. Well, are they going to just say something? Or are they just going to say, oh, we moved on to a different project? Not saying anything at all. It just leaves too much to interpretation, sometimes false hope. Like, there's a lot of hope, and it's gonna make people bitter. Like, the Phantoms became bitter, and then they got hopeful again, and then they're gonna get bitter again, and it's gonna be the cycle until someone gives everybody a definitive answer. Because why are they so quiet? It just makes no sense. And I saw Maddie's TikTok saying she's dropping an EP, which is good for her. Keep dropping music, because I'm gonna stream it all day every day. But come on, everybody else needs to say something regarding the show. The producers and the executives and everybody else, because it's just not enough.
When you just talked about the fandoms getting bitter, there is already people being very aggressive towards Netflix or other streaming services, and that's not gonna help. So anybody who's listening, don't be aggressive. Like, that's not gonna help. Either just don't say anything or be polite, because it's yelling at people and threatening them and insulting them is not gonna make anyone want to renew the show. So just keep it civil and diplomatic. Okay.
Yeah, because it's getting embarrassing. I saw a few posts that were just straight up embarrassing. I'm like, guys, at this point, let's hope the show doesn't come back, because if this is what we're coming back to, it's not good enough. It's just awful. It's just awful. Ah, that poor show. It did not have to go down the way it did, but people need to calm down a little bit. Another show will come around. A lot of people moved on, which is sad. I feel myself moving on, even though I'm still sad, because so many great things happening. That's the issue with the world of consumerism. Great things keep happening. And you're like, oh, Julian Phantoms was left behind. I feel guilty, but come on, I have to move on. And I feel like that's the way with everybody. Everybody's like switching their blog names. Like, if I go through the list of people I'm following, I can't even recognize half of the names on there. And I'm like, I used to follow all JATP exclusive blogs, and now half of them have no idea. Most of them switched over to Marvel. So you gotta say JATP to Marvel Pipeline. It's real, and it's right there. I've already been both, but now I should just flop over all the way. And I'm like, come on, guys, come back. Switch back your name so I can recognize you for a second, because I have no idea who half of these people are. And I don't want us to give up just yet. See, the nice people are leaving and leaving us with the crazy fans. Like, I'm going to call them out straight up, crazy, hostile people. I want to be left with them. Where's the nice people? Come back.
This is why you curate your fandom experience. I literally, I'm like, all the people I follow, I'm like, all right, I'm glad I follow you. You know, it's very selective. And I'm like, okay, I follow the right people. I have an encounter. I never, like, you know how many apparently discourses and stuff like that have been on the fandom? I have never seen any post about that. And I'm so happy about it. I just want to see people sharing their, like, their gift sets about Julie and the Phantoms and maybe theories. And that's it. The important content gets to me, and that's all I want. I don't want to be a part of all the discourse and all that other stuff.
Which is good. I've seen a few, and it makes no sense. And I would love to forget that. Half of the discourse made no sense. But it was just, I thought it was just fun. But then they got weird. Like everything. It's fun until it got weird.
I just want Netflix to own up to what they did. Exactly. Tell us yourself that this is canceled.
Tell us. Exactly. Tell
have
us.
The guts to do
release
it.
A statement. Release a statement. Say it to my face.
Give some sort of reason, maybe. Like, just explain something.
I feel like they never really do explain why they cancel, you know? So I'm not expecting that, but I want them to tell me it's canceled.
Yeah, tell me. Like, come on. Release a statement on Twitter or something. They have like a million different Twitter accounts for every single continent. Release one. But then at least Maddie has an acting reel to show producers. I mean, I keep thinking about the bright side. I'm like, yeah, she has an acting reel. She could just take it to audition. Like, she would have been a great America Chavez if she got to Marvel sooner. But since they already casted her, I'm like, dang it, Maddie, next time. But at least she got the experience, something fun before she starts on a new project, hopefully soon.
I'm very curious to see what she does next and what all of them do next. I mean, it seems like Jeremy is concentrating on his music for now, but the others are still kind of up in the air at this point, I think.
I mean, Owen and Charlie,
I mean, I'm
have
not worried
been
about
making
the other
movies.
Ones.
I was going to say, I'm never worried about the three white dudes. I'm not worried at all in this industry. Maddie is the one person that I'm like, you know, I hope she gets jobs. I hope things like she gets more projects and she gets more opportunities to act. She deserves it.
Yeah, me too. I'm with Maddie and what, Jada? Jada had a few more jobs, but they're all Disney. I hope she gets more roles for her current age. And so she could add something to her, you know, resume. So she could, you know, advance and a career that she's in. So I'm just hoping these girls for the best.
I saw a trailer for a movie that Charlie did. What is Owen doing? I feel like I missed that.
He was just filming a movie, as far as I knew. Like, he just wrapped something, like filming something.
All right, yeah. Now that you say it, I think I did see something about that. I just forgot.
And I mean, wasn't he on a Nickelodeon show beforehand? This wasn't his first job. He has had a job before. Owen has, so. That's how she knows, yeah, Savannah, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called because I didn't watch it, but I remember seeing, like, you know, screen caps of the show.
I think he was, like, as a kid in some sort of Nickelodeon show that was, like, kind of a bit, like, what I saw about it was kind of a bit, like, Ned Declassified School Survival Guide, but, like, more modern, at least it seemed like that. And the other one was something with knights? I don't know. That was the one where Savannah was on as well. I mean, Kenny does sometimes take actors from one project to the next, so maybe whatever Kenny does next might be an opportunity for some of the cast. I feel like he would like to work with them again, but of course we don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say something similar, like, how long do you think we're gonna wait until we hear something else from Kenny regarding Julie and the Phantoms or something else? Because I know it takes a year for something to film, and it's been a year since Julie and the Phantoms came out, so it's also like a secret side project. Or was he like fighting on the front lines for Julian Phantoms this whole time? Because he has to have something else up his sleeve, because he's usually consistent when it comes to making like stuff for Disney. And his stuff always comes in threes, which I don't know why Julian Phantoms didn't reach a third season.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that he supposedly has a contract with Netflix. That's why he's not on the Hocus Pocus sequel, for example. Whatever happens next seems to be like it's gonna be Netflix again.
I don't even trust Netflix anymore.
I was gonna say, how can he even trust Netflix after they did him like this? Like, he has a contract, like, not even that could save Julian the Phantom. The fact that he has like already a contract with them.
Yeah. And if I was a Maddie, I wouldn't be so keen on trusting either. I'm like, sign for two seasons and see where it goes from there, because one season might be too short and five seasons might be too long. Because we all know, hate to bring it back to Riverdale, a lot of them are trapped and they can't get out. So at least have a good two seasons of good experience. Because you know, even the actors talked bad about Riverdale, especially Lily. She's the one who's always doing the most smack. And then I keep forgetting the name of the twin, even though I grew up watching it. Is it Cole? I think it's Cole. He was the one talking the most. They're not gonna make me sing, and then they did, and it was the most cringiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, that contract got a grip on their souls and they cannot get out. So I just don't want to see that happen to Maddie. I want her to have like, oh, sign a 2-season contract. That's safe. Get the money, get the fun, get the experience, and then leave. And if you like it, sign 1 more season. And after that, start something new. You don't want to get labeled as one role. Because your first role is usually the role that carries you for the rest of your life. Oh, you started off as this person. And I don't think that's fun for anyone, especially when she hits 30 and she doesn't want to be remembered as Julie from Julie and the Phantoms anymore.
Do we have something else, or do we want to talk about what's going to happen to our podcast now, or are we just, I don't know, rant some more?
Oh, we can talk about what's going to happen next, because I don't even know. I would love to find out.
I mean, we have like some ideas left. Like, we still have to react to the episodes again, and then we had like a few other ones that I think we had on the list. So once we get through that, That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that, but that's a good question.
When the time nears, we'll see if rebranding is in our future, or we'll just carry on doing what we do. I don't know. I would hate to rebrand. I became very attached to that domain name, but sometimes you just gotta say sayonara.
We can do what the BuzzFeed Unsolved guys did and just, you know, kind of, yeah, rebrand, because we're changing, what is it, networks, right? So we have to leave Julie and the podcasters behind. We were like revamping it and just adding a different name.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do what they did. We'll just revamp it. Just do little tweaks. We're not changing a lot. It's the same idea, but it's under a different brand.
I mean, in this case, it would probably basically be talk about a different TV show.
But listen, it's the same idea, which is talking about a TV show. It's the same idea. We're not changing the idea. We're just talking about.
Yeah. Listen, I know Shadow and Bone is very saturated, but it's a very successful market. We could all join it just for one.
We talk about Shadow and Bone because I was in the book fandom. So, dude, I have said a lot of emotions. No, but I mean, I was going to say we should choose Netflix shows that only have 1 season that are probably going to get canceled. To continue.
Oh my god. To keep on the
stay on branded rent.
That's perfect.
I haven't watched Shadow and Bone, actually.
It doesn't even relate to the books. They mix 2 different series and put it together. It's the same characters from the same universe, but from 2 different book series, and they merge them together. It literally makes no sense, and it makes a lot of sense at the same time. I can't even explain it, but it's fun. So
I haven't read the book, so I just enjoyed the show when I watched it.
Listen,
I also haven't read the books. I didn't even know the books existed before the Netflix show showed up.
It's a fun time. It's a fun time for everyone. Season 2 is going to be better. I have faith. If only Julian Phantom's just at the same level. I would have loved celebrating both shows coming out at the same time. But I'm telling you, the market is very big. We can just join in on anybody, or we can just flip-flop. Keep our name generic so it can switch everywhere.
I'm surprised that certain very popular shows don't have podcasts. Like, for example, I was looking for a 911 podcast, and there just isn't one. There was one that covered like the first 2 seasons and then just dropped off, and there just doesn't seem to be another one. And I was pretty surprised, because I would have expected that's a show that has at least 5.
That's a show that I've been watching exclusively through Tumblr. I have no idea. I tried watching it, I just couldn't. And now every time a new episode comes out, I just go and I get caught up. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea I don't know who Eddie is. Who's Eddie? Have no idea. I just keep seeing Eddie all over the place. I'm like, he sounds like a great person. And if he's not, don't fix my correcting brain. Because in my head, he's amazing. I'm like, wow, this Eddie. I have no idea who he is. I have been living through someone.
I started watching Lone Star when it came out. And then I was like, I have to catch up on 911. And I didn't have time to catch up on all of it. So I watched like the first episode. And then, like you said, from Tumblr, I somehow knew the plot line of like everything else. So I just started watching from like the 5th season or whatever. So, like, yeah, episodes when they came out, or like I read like the recap of them, somehow understood what was going on. So, yeah, thank you, Tumblr, I guess.
There's this Eddie, and there's this other guy, and there's this kid, and they're all connected somehow, but they're not related. Are they a couple? Is it just queer baiting again? I was falling for it because Tumblr makes it seem like it's canon. I don't know. So my version of events is a lot better that's going on in real life. So that doesn't bother me. I'm just following it up. Every day
I started watching the show because of Tumblr at some point in 2021, and I just binged it completely, and that's like currently my hyper fixation. So I could tell you all about all of them and explain everything, but I'm not sure if you want that. Also, that's not really the right episode for that.
I mean, we could just have a separate chat on Discord about it. You could catch me all up. I just wanna feel included. There's a lot to be caught up on.
Yeah, I feel like I saw it so much in Tumblr. I was like, wow, I know everything that happens now. And then I think eventually I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it because it's a nice show just to have in the background. So I was like literally working and doing other stuff and just having it in the background. And I feel like the first thing is like Eddie does not show up in the first season. I was like, where's this guy? Like, why did Tumblr make... yeah, he does not. So I was like, am I watching the right show? I literally had to double check. And I was like, well, everyone else seems to be here. Well, what the fuck is Eddie? So that was my...
Where is he?
He shows up later, season two, I think. I'm assuming, I don't know. Eventually he showed up. And I was like, oh, there he is.
Because I was not
going to
go into the show and not see Eddie.
Exactly. There you go. I warned you. So you don't get the shock I got. I was like, there's no Eddie? What? Am I imagining what I saw on Tumblr? What's going on? So yeah, it was very jarring. And so yeah, I'm not a big fan, but you know, it's an enjoyable show to just watch.
I like 911, the regular one, because Angela Bassett was in it.
That's the one. That's 911. She's still in it. That's the one with Eddie. That's the one with Eddie. Yeah.
Okay, then
Lone Star has Carlos and TK.
I have not seen that. I don't want to see that.
I've seen Lone Star. The main guy that I've seen everywhere. What's his name? The captain of the fire station.
He's the
I see him everywhere.
Rob Lowe?
I see him everywhere. Rob Lowe, I hate him. I can't stand his guts. Every time I see a gift set of him, I'm like, I can't stand you. I'm not watching that show because of him. It's very triggering.
Everyone else hates him too. Everyone, like, he's like the least favorite character on the show. And like, everybody,
I didn't even know he was a real actor. I thought he was an athlete. I was like, how are you in this show? Like, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I can't stand him. I'm gonna skip to season two just like to see Eddie. I don't even know his storyline. I just want
to
see him.
To be honest, like, if you watch 911, you can probably skip the first season as long as you read a recap, because the show is very, very different in the second season. And yeah, I feel like most of the fandom also completely ignores the first season because Eddie wasn't there. So
exactly, carrying the show. Let's hope they don't nick him off or something.
I feel like, not to bring up Supernatural on this podcast, but it's a similar thing with Cass. There's always like so many shows have like the one character that like carries the show.
Essie's calling me out.
And they always show up like a couple seasons in. And so when you start watching it, you're like, where's the character? And then once the character goes on, the show just gets instantly better. So
yeah, that's like Glee kind of had that too with Blaine.
He was my favorite character too. Oh, I loved him. He carried. He showed up in season two or season three. I don't remember. But he carried the show. He came in singing Teenage Dream, and I never heard that song differently. I've always listened to his version of it. It's so good. Yeah, he started that. He came in the second season. Every good show comes in with the second season character that carries the show for the rest. For Shadow and Bone, it's going to be Nikolai. I'm already coining it because I've been waiting for his casting announcement for the longest time. And
I've
yet
been
they
waiting
still
for Weiland. And they thought, the people thought that they found the actor, and everybody like commented on his Instagram like, oh my god, you're going to be that character. And he like had to post in his story, guys, it isn't me, I'm sorry. But they should just announce the cast because I know they have it. I know they filmed it, so.
Yeah, people just want to see Weiland and Nikolai. I'm excited for Weiland because why wasn't he in season one? Makes no sense to me because you have to have him there, but I'm excited to see him too. Oh, it's going to be good.
Okay, so we completely got off track. Just like we've never done before, we're always completely on track usually, so.
Oh, sorry about my rant about Rob Lowe. I just can't stand, I'm going to Google him. I just can't stand Rob.
Well, I feel like we've addressed the fact that if needed, we could talk about other stuff. So if needed, we could do that. But honestly, I don't.
That many times.
Yes, exactly.
It's such a, yeah.
We would probably decide to like have a subject and somehow still change the subject to a show that we're not talking about. So
maybe our listeners should just like from all the shows we've talked about since we started this podcast, maybe they should just like tell us which one we should podcast about next.
And then it's gonna be
Oh my god, we put a poll up.
I'm not doing Riverdale.
We put a poll. Which one of these many shows that we talked about that we should do full time?
That we just would have to go through all of our episodes and figure out which shows we talked about, because I'm pretty sure I don't remember.
Fine. just watching the latest season of Riverdale with no context and just like, where did it go wrong from season one? That would be so much fun, because I heard that they have aliens now and they killed Archie, but then Archie's not dead anymore. I have no idea what's going on, but I want to watch the latest season with only season one as the context and just say what happened.
Yeah, I saw a video about like the current season, and apparently they were like in a parallel universe, which wasn't Riverdale, but Riverdale or something. I have no clue. It's just very confusing.
It's so obvious they ran out of plot lines like incredibly quickly on. Because they also based it on comics, but like the first season was like none of it really was related to that. And it's so obvious like when they ran out of like ideas, and I don't know what their goal is now. Like they don't have anywhere to go. They could just cancel, but they don't want to cancel because a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah, well, the thing about doing a comic book adaptation, comic books makes no sense because it's a comic book. You can't just make that into a TV show and make it make sense. Comic books are standalones for a reason. They're literally 15 pages for a reason, which is funny to make them drag it out. It's just crazy. And then they brought Sabrina because she's from Greendale. Tower, the neighboring town. I'm like, you can't just bring in witches. I mean, you already brought in the ghosts and aliens, but you can't just bring in Sabrina and then just send her off to Sabrina. If they kept Sabrina for a whole season, I would have watched the whole thing.
Isn't there like the one of the new Tumblr memes, the fact that the CW is supposed to get sold and that they apparently haven't made any profit for 6 years? And it was like, everybody's like,
when I
how?
Saw that, and I was like, wow, that makes sense. That makes sense because, first of all, how do you do $2 million an episode and your episodes still look like that? Come on now. It was hilarious. Oh, it's bankrupt. They haven't made money since 2006. That's like 16 years. And I'm like, well, that's what you get. That's what you get for ending the show so terribly. It was dreadful.
That's when they made, I'm pretty sure that's when they made the network in 2006, which is very funny because they were like, it hasn't been profitable since 2006. But like the CW, I'm pretty sure it was like created in 2006.
Yeah,
it was Warner Brothers, like
CW.
WB.
Yeah. It's never been profitable. It has never, and that makes sense. Like knowing what's on the CW, that makes sense. But it's just very funny.
It's very funny because they had such good shows. Like if they just canceled Supernatural from the beginning, like me from a long time ago, would have been upset, but in the long run I would understand. They had some good stuff until they just make it really bad. The CW should just be canceled from the whole channel should just be canceled.
But it's, I mean, they also have so many so popular shows like Supernatural, of course, but also like The 100 and now Riverdale. And to be honest, some of the Arrowverse shows also have been very popular. They're not really now, but they had some really big shows. And not completely understanding how they couldn't have been profitable even once.
I mean, if you're putting in more money into the episode than what you're making, because it's a rating show, nobody watches, you know, nobody sits in front of a TV and for like 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of commercials anymore. It's kind of, nobody does it anymore. It's kind of too much. And they literally canceled the show, gave a show to Jared Padalecki, someone who isn't even the most popular character on Supernatural, as a boring show that nobody was going to watch. And then you're just like, hey, why we're not making money? Because, I don't know, because it's boring. It's boring. And then we're going to make a... I'm so happy that Powerpuff Girls remake is not going to go through because I was ready to cry when I saw it. I was like, let's not do that. It's just... Their ideas are very bad. It's just that. Their ideas are very bad. Reboot after remake after this. I'm like, just get an original idea. Put it down. Like, what happened to when Gossip Girl and all those other shows first came out? They were pretty fun. Like, let's divert from superheroes and let's go back to the drama. Let's rebrand the CW. I don't know. They should.
Also, Girl was from a book series as well, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a book series. That's why I feel like they do book series, because they're too lazy to create their own content. So they're like, let's just follow along with this person already wrote. And that's what they did with Game of Thrones. But then when they reached the final season, the book series wasn't over. So they couldn't rely on the author to give them the answer. So they just made one up. And it was terrible.
They're terrible fanfic writers. You can say tell.
They're inexperienced. They could tell that they're still in their Wattpad era. Come on, let's go, move on.
I think that the reason why a lot of people like first went on the CW, at least for me, was the fact that it was free online. So like if you didn't have Hulu or HBO and like you didn't want to pirate or anything, so like you could go, they were with ads, but they were free. So it was much easier to watch the CW. Like the CW was one of the first like networks that I like once I was like teenager and above that I actually like sat down and watched that had like adult show like shows like my age group, I guess. And so that was just, so that's why I started watching it, because it was just the easier thing to watch. But now there's so many other networks out there, and a lot of people have at least one, or they have friends who have at least one that you can use the password for. So at this point, the CW is less of, like I feel like at least the money thing was like the big appeal for at least me, because it was just easier to, like you just go on the website and you find the episodes. But yeah, that's definitely not like the same anymore. And I mean, it has some good, like The Legends of Tomorrow is a good show. I will stay by that fact. Somehow they've managed to keep it as a good show. All American, I also love. It has issues, yeah, but as far as like other shows go, it's actually doing a good job. The 100 I watched, was it good? No, I watched all of it, but it wasn't, I mean, but like, I feel like now the CW is dying out. Like a lot of people aren't really watching shows in it anymore. And I see a lot of people making memes about the fact that if they made STL canon and Supernatural, that would have given them more money because the more people would have watched. And that's,
yeah, I agree on that part. It would have been my money.
They had a chance to make it profitable, and they didn't do it. So
just also on brand for the CW, because they very much like to not give, like make the canon couple, like the favorite couple canon. I mean, in the 100 it was Balak, which was odd because it was actually like a straight couple, even though Clark wasn't straight, but still, like everybody was very confused why that never happened.
Yeah, even in Supergirl, when they had Supergirl, I keep forgetting, Lena Luthor, they made so much sense together, just make it happen, and they just didn't. And I'm like, are we watching the same show? Like, do you guys black out when you're writing the script? Because every scene they're flirting with each other. I'm like, do they not see what we're seeing? It makes no sense. Like, why do you make it gay? It's not going to make it gay. Stop it. Or someone else is going to do it first and get it right and make some money when people stop being cowards. It's going to be me. I'm going to be writing that. I'm like, me submitting it to Hollywood or whoever. And I'm just going to make
just
it myself.
Hollywood.
Like,
just
guys, stop being cowards.
Put it in an envelope
and
write
Hollywood street in California.
I'm sure somebody is going to pick it up.
Some random street in California. I'm like, come on now. It just makes no sense.
I feel like, yeah, with Supergirl, there's also, in like other shows, there's the issue of queerbait. Because like once, like it's fine if you make a mistake and like have characters that are obviously you meant to be friends start acting very, like start having obvious tension. But like if people are telling you about it in the comments, if you were aware that this is a big ship and you keep writing them the exact same way that you're writing them, it becomes a problem. Because then you're just kind of milking the audience attention. You're like, oh, people are going to talk about this more, and then you don't end up doing anything with that. And the CW has done that many times in the past, where they're kind of like, oh yeah, like they find out that the ship is popular, so they keep letting their dynamic exactly the same, you know, the dynamic is like, if it was a straight couple, it would be very obviously like together by now. And this, yeah, the CW has done that a lot.
They have done that every single show. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like, we're like, oh, we always have to put this in, because it doesn't matter. Like, the only show that I've seen where they had something like this, but they kind of did it halfway, was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If you guys watch the show with Mac and Dennis, they made Mac come out as gay, and he basically confesses his love to Dennis every other episode, whether verbally or indirectly or something, but it's still there, and the creators are aware of it. And the fact, I don't know, sometimes they still just not make it happen, but at least it's halfway confirmed. Like, half confirmed, but it's not perfect, but at least they don't ignore it,
which is why we would have needed more Julie and the Phantom, so we would have actually gotten a canon queer couple in Willie and Alex.
Yes, and I'm still on the Willie and Alex Willux love for life, because they really, that was the blueprint for love, because come on, that was perfect. It was cute. And now we'll just always have to imagine how they reunited, because we're not gonna know how it happens in canon. So every fic was canon. So that's what we learned. More of the story, all the fics, guessing season 2 is canon. So go back and watch canon season 2 versions 1 through 1,000,000 and pick your favorite.
I feel bad for Owen that he'd never get to kiss Boo Boo.
Definitely.
Didn't he propose though? He proposed. And that convention, what was it? I still have no answers. DreamCon, they called it.
It was a convention in Paris.
But what
they had
for?
Like a, I think it wasn't like a specific.
After the cancellation, right?
No,
it was like a Kenny Ortega convention, like all about like
I think
work because there were like High School Musical stars and Descendants stars too. So
the panel with the Julia the Phantoms cast, that was like a Kenny Ortega panel, but I'm pretty sure there were other panels in the.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying the entire convention was about Kenny Ortega. Like that was the topic about his works. That's why there were the High School Musical stars and there were like Julian the Phantoms and Descendants stars. Everything is about Kenny.
Well, I didn't know because I was confused.
Surprisingly small convention, basically, because there weren't that many people, right?
I mean, I don't know. It was all of a sudden it popped up. I was like, I didn't even know this was happening. But then I was just, you know, it was just content that was given to me. And I was,
I mean,
oh,
we're still in the
happening.
Middle of a pandemic, so I get why it was small.
Yeah. We're in pandemic season 3 right now. So more seasons than Julian the Phantoms, I guess.
I can't believe the pandemic keeps getting renewed, but not fucking Julian the Phantoms.
They should cancel the pandemic, please. Whoever's responsible, just cancel it. Cancel that before Riverdale. We can't live
pandemic.
With Riverdale. We cannot live with more COVID.
How are they making more seasons of Riverdale in the pandemic? They don't stop. Like, they don't stop. It's a concern for me. I don't know where. Are they filming it in Canada? Canada should kick them out. It's a safety risk. Canadian embassy, please kick them out. Jason Trudeau, is his name Justin Trudeau? Kick them out. I don't know how much they're paying you. Kick them out.
I want to know how long the contracts are. Like, how long does Lily have to work? It's been like a while.
She is suffering. Somebody give her a new job. She is suffering. They probably said seasons 10. Other jobs, you're not allowed to accept hiring.
Okay. So anyways, we are planning to do at least the rest of our reaction to the episodes, and we'll see what happens after that. We do have some ideas. I'm assuming it might be possible that we're going to be less regular in posting than we were before, but we'll see. So just on some Thursdays, you're going to get a new episode, and on some, you're not. It's going to be a surprise, I guess. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. You can also email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platforms that allow that. We'd love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends!
Tell your friends!
Tell your friends!